I'm Chelsea.
And you're listening to my daddy.
And this is Hannah on Shire Drive.
It certainly is, and it is with a great pleasure that I introduce the next man. The World Voice Day is coming up on the 16th of April, and Drew McAllister is actually an ambassador for it. Obviously, listening to my two daughters there, well, most of the people who listen to the show know that my eldest daughter has issues that prevent her from perhaps enunciating and speaking as well as she can, so this is a really powerful day for me. Drew, thanks for joining us on 2SSR. It's a real honour to have you.
Yeah, Stuart, how you going, mate? Thank you for having me.
Good, mate. Now, you've been a busy man, chasing up your Facebook. You were off at the Sydney Country Music Festival only a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a fantastic day. It's a festival that hasn't been around for about 3 years, and then they brought it back. So people got down there and supported it. It was awesome.
And for you, the World Voice Day, obviously being a professional artist, your voice is golden, and myself as a radio guy and a teacher, it's a really important thing that we perhaps ignore to our cost.
Yes, well, that's exactly true. Look, I mean, this all started through a friend of mine named Sue, and she went into a hospital and she had surgery on her neck. And during that process, this is when it happened, she basically lost her voice during the process of that surgery. Now, I've been friends with Sue for a long time, and I was sort of there for that journey, and, you know, it took months and months and months for her to be able to get her speaking voice back. So there's lots of reasons that it happened with dysphonia. You know, every situation is different, but that was her situation. And so, you know, she asked me to be involved with it, and I said, absolutely. I mean, I saw what she went through, and I do, as you said, like, you know, you tend to take it for granted. I mean, you know, we use it every day, but there's lots and lots of people out there who don't have a voice for various reasons. So I sort of love to be involved, and now I'm an ambassador.
Yeah, I've been through the conversation with the doctor saying that your daughter will speak three words in a life, and fortunately we've been blessed that it's changed over time, but you really reflect at that point as to how powerful that is. I've got to say, though, I mean, you're obviously performing at the Joan Sutherland Performance Arts Centre, and it's a little bit away, but it's from where I emanate, from Penrith originally. That it's a pretty good lineup. Kind of Anthony Aykroyd hosting it, yourself, Yanni Nicholas, the Australian Dysphonia Network are being supported by that activity, and it's, I should actually say, it's massive. 7:30 for the Saturday, the 7th of April.
That's right, yeah. It's a Joan Sutherland Theatre, as you said, and it's a beautiful theatre, and if anyone hasn't been there, check it out. It's a whole beautiful complex. I've seen my daughters dance there. So I get to go and perform there now, which is really cool. You know, just funny, when you look into it, it's a worldwide thing. That organisation, the Australian branch, have done a fantastic job. And if you go to their website, you can read the stories of the people and how they have it and why they have it and how debilitating it is. So I guess the whole point of this is to really put a spotlight on it. And for people who don't know, like me, I didn't know dysphonia and what it was about, to really kind of put a spotlight on it. And, you know, if we can get a whole bunch of people there on that night, we can raise some money and hopefully good things will happen.
Yeah, you check out the website. It's worldvoicedayaustralia.com. I note the Australians are actually, you know, being bigger and better than everyone. They're going to go with Voice Awareness Month this year, so...
yes, that's right.
Everything bigger and better every year. For you as an artist, we talk about the voice, but even I just played your new song, well, not so new song now, I guess, Australian Heartbeat, from your Coming Your Way album from last year, or late last year. Your voice is an important tool for you to send a message. We talked to Luke O'Shea, Pat Drummond, and people like that. You really have a privileged position to be able to emanate stories that you can write, but you can actually sing them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the bottom line is you can sit and write songs till the cows come home, but, you know, being able to get up on stage and project that story that you've worked so hard to portray, you know, it's everything. And it's now I've made a living out of this for years and years and years. And, you know, some people aren't that fortunate. So, yeah, it's one of those things. Yeah, you do take it for granted until you start looking at something like this. And you go, well, wow, I didn't realise that there are people who don't have a voice and who can't sing. But I'm very fortunate in that regard that, you know, I can write songs and I get to actually, you know, portray them on stage.
I must ask you, Angus Gill, you were writing him up, and we're going to play a song from him later called Hands Are Clean. But that's a new voice on the scene, someone you've supported to be able to emanate their own stories, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Angus is great, man. He's... I've written a bunch of songs with him. That one is the latest single that he's just put out. We wrote it months ago. I kind of almost forgot about it because I've been so many songs in between all that. And he sent me the link, and there it is. He's great. I put a post up on my page the other day, just sort of pointing out that, you know, there's a whole lot of people who've helped me get where I am. And, you know, just have a look at this young fella. He's doing some really cool things. And he's a real go-getter, this boy. He's a very, very smart individual for his age. He's very worldly for his age. So, I think good things are coming for Angus, and, I think he'll do really well.
Tell me about the story-building stuff in your music. Obviously, a fellow guy from the Blue Mountains in Pat Drummond had long talks to him about the musicology, but also the ability to write songs. Luke O'Shea in the Shire has made a name for himself, which, you know, you've co-written with Luke before and won a golden guitar with him. With one of his multitude of heritage songs that he wins these days. It must be great to be able to tell those stories, though.
Yeah, it is. You know, songwriting's a rather complex thing, but then it's quite simple too. Depending on any given day, you're literally sitting with someone, and you're just pouring your heart out. You know, all the emotions on any particular story. You know, you literally just lay it all on the table. It's the strangest thing to do with someone that you've never met. I've done that lots. but it comes. I mean, guys like Luke and Pat. Pat's an exceptional writer, and so is Luke. It's funny. Like, I look at those guys and I go, well, they're purest songwriters. Whereas I've always collaborated. Having said that, I'm in the first single off his latest album I write on my own, but it's not very often that happens. You know, I sit in a room with Luke O'Shea and, you know, he's got half the verse written before I started thinking about it. Yeah. You know, he's that prolific. He's just incredible, and he crafts songs that he paints such a vivid picture. You're in the room, like, and you literally can live that song. He paints such a great picture with words. I mean, Pat's similar. It's a complex thing. You just daydream a lot until you think a lot and look out a window a lot until you come up with stories. I mean, I've been racking my brain for the last few weeks, actually. I'm just about to get into another sort of few months of songwriting. Sweet. And I'm just writing down ideas and just trying to, you know, think, okay, what do I want to say and how am I going to say it? So I'm sort of getting prepared for that, yeah.
It's funny because obviously you're doing this voice thing and yet everything you do, as I said, surrounds the ability to be able to communicate that effectively. I've got to ask you, though, Adam Brand, you obviously went from the duet to your single success and then again you were collaborating, and that the Outlaws, that looked like a hell of a lot of fun.
It sure was, man. We did 30-something shows, man, all around Australia. It was great, you know, because, in that band, there were just no egos. It was just, we'd all done our slog. We've all started from the beginning and just done our time. So it was wonderful to be able to hang out with those guys and just, you know, tour the country playing classic songs that people know. It was just a blast. Never say never. I think that's what Brandy's been quoted as saying. we'll see whether, you know, we ever get back together and do a gig. But man, that was a blast.
And we'll sing Australia, kind of the same kind of deal, but a really strong message.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, when I look at like Brandy's career, for instance.
Yeah.
Like, I remember talking to Brandy way back in the day when McAllister Kemp got signed to ABC. Like, he got us signed to ABC. I don't know if people know that.
Oh, wow, okay, yeah.
He first thing he said to us, and I'll never forget it, he says, man, if you're going to do this, you need connecting songs. He said, you need connecting songs. Now, with the Outlaws, obviously, that was a bunch of classic covers and stuff.
Yeah,
but, but he said, you need connecting songs. I never forgot it, and I've taken that through my last two albums. My very, very first solo album, when I look back on that, maybe there weren't as many connecting songs, but I always keep that in the forefront of my mind. Okay, what is going to connect with people on that level? And then the older you get, the more songs you write, it's getting harder to come up with stuff. So I'm just racking my brain, but I always keep that in the back of my mind that it's important that you try and find those connecting songs that people are really going to relate to.
World Voice Day, the 16th and that's of April, but April is going to be the whole Voice Day, and we all have to protect our voices and look after them. Voices in the Valley, celebrating World Voice Day, is actually the 7th of April, Saturday.
Yes.
at 7:30 p.m. at the Joan Sutherland Performing Arts Centre on High Street at Penrith. $25 for adults, $20 for kids and concession, $80 for a family. Get along, be a part of it. You can contact the Joan, thejoan@thejoan.com.au. I guess the last thing to ask you about, Drew, is one song as a teacher that we've always used, we use now, and it's a funny one because McAllister and Kemp obviously had a lot of fun and you wrote a lot of songs, but you talk about connecting, and Fight Me is one that talks about having a voice for somebody else, standing up, and that's what you're doing now for your friends and for those people, and for me, my daughter, we're standing up for people who maybe don't have a voice, and I really think that really engenders a tale, and I do need to tell you, because it's the first time we've chatted, that we do use it at school, and we use it as a really powerful tool in talking about bullying and talking about standing up for those who don't have a voice.
Wow, man, that is so cool. I mean, that song, again, you know, talk about connecting songs, you hope they connect, but you know, I started writing that lyric on a train. I was going down to Sydney, and I wrote most of the lyric on the train, and then we refined it as time went on, but the amount of people that have come to me about that song, grandparents, parents, it's amazing the effect that bullying thing goes on and on and on and on, and people who spoke about their time at school, you know?
Yeah.
And as much as What Voice Day is about, literally about the voice, you'd be right. I mean, there's songs like that who, you know, you can give someone a voice to stand up and you know, say, look, you know, particularly in that song, leave me alone, you know, I've done nothing wrong. So you're right, and geez, I tell you, if I could write another one of those, I'd be
yeah. Well, I mean, the video clip helps, the whole surround to it. If you go onto YouTube and have a look at the clip again, it just reminds you the whole backstory. Without saying anything, those kids did a fantastic job in selling the song as well.
They did, man, and that was all shot by Duncan Toombs. I've done many clips with Duncan now, and that was his whole idea, and he shot all that up Central Coast, and all those kids were involved, and it was really cool, and it made it special. My little girl, she's one of the voices in at the end of the clip.
Oh, sweet.
She was only little then, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's really cool, and it's resonated for such a long time. And I hope that song, even though MK aren't together anymore, and I hope that song will, because the message is powerful, and it's positive, and it should be told, because, I mean, I don't know how old your girls are, but my kids, you know, they're starting to go through all that at school now.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting to see it play out.
Well, even at 5 and 7, you start seeing it, unfortunately, and it is what it is. And I said, it is a powerful message, and the great thing about it is timeless. So MK may not be around forever, and it wasn't, but the fact is that the song can stay there, and I talk about Pat Drummond again, but, you know, who is that refugee, and things like that talk about those that are separate from the world, and I love the fact that country music can send a voice, but I think, and even Waltzing Australia is about it, is the ability to send a message against the populist momentum of other people.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. I mean, there's power in that, and if you get it right, sometimes you do, you know, you hope that that song, whatever that song may be, is around for years for other people to hear it and get the same, you know, same kind of benefit that that person got writing it in the first place, you know.
Drew,
that's what we aspire to.
We appreciate having you on the show today. We guess we better rest your voice up for the Voice in the Valley, and we'll keep promoting it all the way up.
Absolutely, mate. Stuart, thank you so much for supporting it. We appreciate it.